proclamation number 4341 dated the June 18th, 1948. Psychic beings, deliver us from evil. Single quote. Direct communication with the spiritual kingdom can only take place when spiritual forces are called upon in thought or in prayer. This is why the transfer of spiritual information is always an act of free will if beneficial forces are to be effective, whereas harmful forces aim to deactivate the human being's will in order to impose their inclination of will on him, which happens when a person surrenders his will, thus when he, in an unconscious state, hands himself over to beings which are far removed from the truth. Hence, it is advisable for a person who is afflicted by dark forces to commend himself in a conscious state to God's love and grace, to appeal to him for his protection and support against the beings pestering him and to call upon the spirits of light to take special care of him and to stay close to him. This call for the benign beings entitles them to help him, which will subsequently leave the dark forces powerless. Human will is too weak to offer resistance in the case of psychically inclined people, i.e., those who opened themselves to the world of the beyond and its influences, who therefore feel themselves attracted to invisible beings. The forces of darkness particularly exert their influence on the body, taking possession of it as soon as the human being's will relinquishes its resistance. However, the body's appropriation results in the fact that the human being's thinking ability slows down, that the person finds himself in a dream state and instead of voicing his own thoughts he expresses those of the occupying force corresponding to this spiritual being's way of speaking. Thus, a different soul has effectively taken over the body, whilst the person's own soul sleeps and even afterwards, in a conscious state, cannot remember anything that the person had said or done. Since the spiritual forces are stronger than him, the person will not be held to account during this time. Nevertheless, he should protect himself from this exploitation by dark forces by handing himself over to benevolent beings as well as to God himself, by constantly praying, "Deliver us from evil." Single quote. For it is evil if a human being is controlled by those spiritual forces so that his thoughts and actions are no longer his own but are transferred onto him by a strong-willed power. Wicked forces must always be resisted, for they are constantly close and trying to make the most of every opportunity, which presents itself when the human being, mentally seeking the spiritual kingdom, has not established a bond with God first and thus is without protection if he is harassed by the forces of darkness. Calling upon Jesus Christ against the enemy of the souls must always precede every spiritual contact, then a person need not be afraid of falling into the hands of evil forces, for countless beings of light hear the call and come quickly in order to protect and teach. This prevents the approach by evil forces, because the name of Jesus Christ will banish all beings opposed to him, just as he will give increased strength to those who are in favor of him and voice his name with deep devotion. Amen.